It's Thursday, July 21st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus with a special extended report from the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, Ohio, where former presidential candidate Ben Carson tied Hillary Clinton to Lucifer. Carson noted the heavy influence of Saul Alinsky on Clinton's thought and how Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, acknowledged Lucifer in its opening pages. Rank-and-file Republicans have secured the most conservative and pro-Christian national platform ever. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, says the platform represents a strong affirmation of life, marriage, and religious liberty. The platform calls for the defunding of Planned Parenthood, the repeal of Obamacare, and the repeal of the 1954 Johnson Amendment that has prevented churches and pastors from endorsing candidates. The platform also rejects opening up Title IX discrimination prohibitions to homosexuals and the transgendering. But the big story from the Republican National Convention was Senator Ted Cruz's speech last night. Despite the fact that Cruz had not endorsed Trump, the GOP victor extended an invitation for Cruz, who came in second in the delegate count, to give a speech in primetime. Everyone in the hall wondered whether Cruz would endorse Trump. But at the 20-minute mark of a 23-minute speech, it appeared that was not going to happen.
We deserve leaders who stand for principle, who unite us all behind shared values, who cast aside anger for love.
However, just seconds later, many of the GOP delegates seemed hopeful again that Cruz would offer a Trump endorsement when he encouraged like-minded conservative constitutionalists not to stay home on Election Day.
And to those listening, please don't stay home in November. If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
But the reaction in the Quicken Loans Arena here in Cleveland last night was an odd mixture of applause, boos, and 14 chants of endorse Trump. Which started with the New York delegates. Cruz ad-libbed this remark in response to those from Trump's home state.
I appreciate the enthusiasm of the New York delegation.
The crowd truly began to turn on Senator Cruz at the very end, when it became clear that no Trump endorsement would pass his lips.
We must make the most of our moment to fight for freedom, to protect our God-given rights.